Dear people of God, we read from Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. Today's theme of reflection is, let them grow together until harvest. It is never easy to understand how and why God does not intervene to remove the weeds that make the life of the wheat so difficult. Yet God in His wisdom lets them grow together. It is all about the patience and love of God is on display. The work of separating and dealing with the darnel and the wheat is work of God. The parable of the weeds uses the same agricultural motive but deals with the problem of the bad among the good in the world. What the parable itself clearly tells us is that the kingdom must contend with the evil all around it, and that God permits evil and good to coexist until the end. The parable both guides and encourages the disciples. We need not weed out the bad, is the message of the parable. God will deal with the bad in the harvest. Perhaps some of us are overzealous weeders, as in Matthew's community, who wanted to purify the community by rooting out the bad seed. It is willful attempt to interfere with God and a temptation for followers like us in every age. When the darnel and the wheat look alike as they grow, the harvest time is the most appropriate time to separate them. We cannot avoid living with the bad people. We must never hate a sinful person. God hates our sins, not the sinners per se. We do not need to enter weeding frenzy. We end up trampling the wheat in a haste and out of ignorance. It is not necessary to damage the crop by pulling out the darnel. There is no hurry to condemn the other member of faith and believes while we believe and worship the Lord. The judgment day is the right time for God to pass judgment on the quality of the harvest. Jesus makes it clear that we simply cannot be certain who is in and who is out. There is going to be a lot of surprises and shock in the way God is going to deal with the harvest. We need not take the place of God in dealing with the darnel that is growing in the field out there. How hard for us to recognize the evil within and to get rid of it at times. We tend to wait and put up with evil that is growing in us, but we are in a hurry to do away in others. Matthew chapter 7, 3-5 tells us, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and ignoring the log in your eye? We need to protect the wheat and provide all that is needed for its sustenance and growth. Matthew chapter 5:20 tells us, unless our righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. God alone perceives the heart and lives. We cannot judge people by the way they look. We read 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7, the Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Sin and grace grow together. We cannot recognize the influence and impact of sin in our life unless we are led by grace. Romans chapter 5:20 tells us, no matter how much sin crept in, there are always more grace. Are we in a hurry to listen to the word of God as we are enthusiastic about doing the will of God? The struggle between the good and the evil is indeed spiritually normal, and it allows us to recognize the work of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, 26 tells us, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the very Spirit intercedes with the sighs too deep for words." In the interpretation of the parable, Jesus includes Judas, who will betray Jesus, Peter, who will deny him, Thomas, who would doubt him, James and John, whose concern has more to do with personal ambition than the kingdom of God. In the end, only Judas will be lost. Who knows, the risen Lord might even forgive him in his abundant mercy on the last day. It is all about patience that strengthens any relationship. We are not called to tolerate our imperfection, but rather to pursue imperfection without condemning and condoning the imperfect side of our life and others. We are not called to be purifiers of the community, but to humidify the humanity. Caring confrontation is needed, but one-on-one basis, not exposing or destroying the other. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 20. Let us give the place and honor in dealing with the matters of heart and soul to God. We are reprimanded by this parable of Jesus that there is a process of ups and downs. Forces of evil and enemy cannot damage the growth of the crop of good works in us. May we embrace the attitude of Jesus in dealing with Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. God will have the last word on the harvest. May we continue to trust and be patient until the day of the Lord.